Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new episode to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. Visit her at theconsciouscougar.com and learn more about how she uses the power of color, energy, thought, emotions, and crystals to help her manifest and how she can help you learn how to manifest even better. Call 516-418-5651 on the second and fourth Mondays at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when I am live with Jillian or possibly other guests. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio or your other favorite platforms so you don't miss a single one of our most popular podcasts. Now let's get to today's topic.
Good morning, everybody. It is December 19th, 2022. I started the show a little early, and I'm going to have to cut it short today because we're having some internet issues, and I'm probably going to lose internet connectivity. But that wasn't something that I manifested. It was just something that had to happen. But I wanted to talk to you about what I have manifested and the magic. Sometimes I'm absolutely boggled and surprised. I'm humbled. I find that the more I'm manifesting, the more I'm working, the more I am dealing with Gus, who is God, universe, spirit, source, call it what you will. And I'll tell you why. I had published a book in October called Go With Angels. It's actually in two more days, the 22nd, will be exactly 2 months that my book has been out. I've sold more than 100 copies. Doesn't make it a bestseller by anybody else's definition, but I'm very content with this. I'm very happy with it. I want it to be a bestseller. I do. I want it to be spread around the world because the book is about manifesting, not per se, but it's about angels and speaking with people from the other side. It's about near-death experiences. And I have another show on Friday at 11 o'clock called Go With Angels. It's a podcast, and we talk about angels and angelic encounters with a lot of people. But my book, I printed it, and I published it, I should say, and I started selling it one book at a time. One day, I sold 12 copies, and I was over the moon. And I sat down in meditation, and I started considering what I wanted to manifest next with the book, and I asked for guidance, and I got it. It's just been coming to me very claircognizantly. I get these messages of do this or don't do that. One of the things that I was told to do was to go to local shops that might sell my books. And I did. I made a list. There were about 15 that I think could or would sell my books. The question was, do they take them on consignment or will they buy them wholesale? Two shops have bought my books on wholesale. One has them on consignment, and she was the first one, Island Breeze Crystals in Rockledge, Florida, has copies of my book, and she is selling them on consignment. And then we have Island Crystals and Beads in Merritt Island selling copies that he bought at wholesale. I showed him a copy and thought he would be a couple of days. He was just within minutes, within half an hour, He said, how much do you want for your book? And he made sure that he had my information so he could reach out to me to get more when they sell out. And then I went to Essential Elements Wellness in Melbourne. The woman who was responsible for deciding yes or no was not in, so I left her an autographed copy, and it was a gift. That sometimes that's the best way to get my book out there, is to give it to someone else or to give it to someone that will be in charge of making the decisions. So I left my book with Angie Clark at Essential Elements, and maybe 3 or 4 days later, I got a phone call from Tamara saying, we'd love to buy your book at wholesale, and we would like to invite you to join us for a book signing event. Well, it's right before Christmas, and, you know, we have Christmas is in a week from now. So I said, sure, when can I do it? I didn't know that they would be eager to do it so soon. She said, well, when do you want to? I said, well, let's do it before Christmas and see how we do. I sold 11 copies at the event. And then there were two people who brought copies to me that had been, I had sold myself and forgot to sign it. The other one, Essential Elements sold. And they told the woman who bought the book, the author will be here tomorrow doing a book signing. If you'd like to come back, she'll sign your book for you. She walks in the door holding my book, and I was just, it was like a dream come true. I've seen that on television shows and our movies. And I thought, wow. And I remember before the book signing started, telling Gus, thank you. I am looking forward to seeing lines of people outside the store waiting for me. Well, it didn't happen exactly that way, but at one point in time, there were at least 5, if not 6 people standing in line waiting to buy a book. And the amazing thing is the way people responded to me. I got a text the following day from a woman named Lisa Rivers who does angel channeling. And she texted me on Sunday. She said, Mary, I don't know if you realize what an influence you are on others. Look at the steady stream of people you had supporting you yesterday. You're meant to do great things. Well, whether I'm meant to do great things or not, I don't know. And sometimes these great things happen while we're living and we don't even realize that we're in the midst of something totally magical. I manifested this book many years ago, many, many, many years ago. And I manifested a line of people. There were actually like 3 clusters of people because the store was small and they weren't waiting outside, but they were clustered around me. And the people, the manager, Tamara, at Essential Elements was so pleased because I, at the end of the day, I thanked her and I said, I hope you got as much out of this event as I did. I said, I really enjoyed it. And she said, would you like to come back once a month and do this every month? Would I? Absolutely. That's another thing that I've been working on manifesting, was having a regular place to sell my books and a regular place to sign. I would love to go to other places and do book signings because everybody has a different audience. I would love to have people literally standing outside the door waiting to come in. That may come later. My line was there quickly. Oh, and by the way, after the event, my husband took me out for a really nice dinner to celebrate my book because we hadn't really had time to celebrate it the way we wanted to, just spending time together. So we went out for dinner, and then we went to a car meet because he's a car buff. And while we were there, one of the guys that we were talking with said, well, you didn't come as early as you usually do, Curtis. Why is that? He said, well, my wife had a thing, and it just delayed us a little bit. And then we went to dinner to celebrate her thing, and that took a little longer. And they looked at me and said, well, what was your thing? I said, oh, I was doing a book signing for the book I just published. And one man looked at me and he said, what's your book about? It's about angelic encounters, near-death experiences, communicating with loved ones who've deceased. And, you know, woo-woo, a lot of woo-woo going on. And he said, really? I love that kind of stuff. So we talked about it. He said, you know, my mother's really into that stuff. And I said, well, if you want to buy her a gift for Christmas, let me know. And he didn't really say much. So before we left that night, I said, look, this is your last chance before Christmas. I don't think I'll see you in the next week. If you would like to give your mother a copy of my book, I'll be happy to sign it for her. Oh, yeah, sure. I don't have any cash. I said, well, you know, it doesn't matter because I want your mother to have the book. If she's really into angels, I think she would like this. So I asked her name. I signed the book, and I handed it to him, and we started talking about the cover. He was so excited about the cover. And folks, let me tell you, this plays right into the manifesting. Jennifer East is one of the co-founders of Be Unique. And you, as you know, this is Be Unique Radio. Manifest Monday is one of 14 shows produced by Be Unique Radio. And when I told Jennifer that I was ready to do my book, she said, I want to do your cover for you. I told her, I said, I already know what I want on the cover. She said, oh, Mary, you know, sometimes writers don't make the best cover designers. I said, well, I want you to design the cover, but I know what has to go on the cover because I had received many years ago, oh, Jiminy Cricket, probably 20 years ago. Now, this book took me 40 years to actually bring from manifesting into fruition. And that's a whole nother story. We can talk about that another day. I don't have much time today. So the point is that with angels, the cover is an artistic rendition of a photo that Curtis, my husband, and I took of a figurine, which is a replica of a statue that my son gave me many, many years ago. And the point is, when he was a 16-year-old and had just started driving, I used to say, be careful, as all mothers do. Be careful, be careful. And he looked at me one day, he said, do you think I would be careless? Do you think I would deliberately go out there and not be careful? And of course, I felt bad. I said, no, of course not. And I did a real quick little prayer and asked for guidance on what to say. And I said, I just want you to go with God and drive with angels. And he thought that sounded pretty good. When he was 18, he joined the Navy. And instead of saying drive, go with God and drive with angels, I started saying just go with angels or go with God and sail with angels. And one day he told me that he knew my prayers and my faith had kept him safe, that he'd been in a lot of scrapes in the last 2 years. And so he wanted me to have this little figurine, and it's an amazing little sculpture of a sailor at the helm of the ship with the waves coming up high. They're like almost to his shoulder. And behind him, coming up out of the wave, is an angel there to protect him, comfort him, and guide him. And he said, this is the perfect representation of what you've always done for me. So I knew then that that was going to go on the cover of my book. More than 20 years ago, I had the idea for the cover of the book. I didn't know how to implement it because I took a photo. My husband said, let's go to the beach. So there's nothing around but the horizon. Let's take a picture. And it was a beautiful Florida day with blue clouds, blue sky and white clouds. And he helped me position the little statuette so that only the statuette and the sky showed. There were pink rays coming out of the sun. Jennifer took the colors that were naturally in the photo and she softened the picture and turned it into art. And at first, I wasn't sure that I liked it. But the more people look at that book, the more they want it. And they love the feel of it. They love the way it feels. However, someone has just recently asked me about doing an ebook. So now, the next thing that I'm going to do is create an ebook. And I'll get jennifer.org. People can order the ebook for less than the cost of the paper book and make a donation straight to beunique.org, which is perfect because proceeds from the sales of my book are going back into the nonprofit. That's as important to me as selling my book. So what I've manifested simply by saying it out loud. Thank you, Gus, for showing me how to get my book into bookstores. How? I just go and start a relationship. I talk to people. I give a copy of my book away. If they ask for to buy the books without buying without receiving a copy, then boom, they've got it. I either give it away or I sell it at wholesale, give them the option. They can put it in their store and sell it or not. I asked for a book signing, and I expected that I was going to have to create a press release of sorts or a letter of introduction and go around to various stores or venues and ask, would you like for me to sign, would you host me for a book signing? I'm still gobsmacked that it came to me. I didn't have to ask for anything. They just offered. And then they offered to do it on a regular basis. I told Gus, I'm excited and grateful for the lines that are waiting to see me. And one woman even said, I'm so sorry that I can't stay and talk, but you look very busy, so I won't be here to take up more of your time. Thank you for signing my book. It was after she'd been in line for about 20 minutes. 20 minutes, folks. I manifested that without even working up a sweat or even didn't even have time to put it in my book. I just said it and bam, boom, there it was. I know that you can do the same thing. It's so easy to manifest what you want. You just state it in the present tense, as if it's already yours. You ask for it by claiming it. Knock and the door will open, seek and you shall find, ask and it will be given. Well, with manifesting, it's not so much asking as stating. You say, thank you, Gus. You must be grateful at all times. Thank you, God, universe, spirit, source. Whoever you want to call the creator, you say thank you always for whatever it is you want. Thank you for a beautiful holiday season. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for enhancing my creativity. Thank you for showing me the words to write in my book. Thank you for sales of whatever, whatever you want. Thank you for this beautiful house. Thank you for my new puppy, my new kitten. And claim it with, and so it is. But then you have to have a little more work to do. You have to expect that you're going to get it. You have to believe that it's yours. You have to know that you're worthy. You have to be prepared to receive. Now, it took me 40 years to write my book, and a challenge from a dear friend, Martha, who said, "You're just afraid. You're scared. That's why you haven't published a book yet." I'm like, "No, I'm not." She said, "Then prove it. If you're not scared to publish your book, I want to see you do these three things within the next 2 weeks." Well, within 24 hours, I had done those three things and then some. So since then, I've been working on creating and creating and creating. And because Gus does talk to me, thought that might be another group of memoirs, but Gus said, "No, I want you to create a children's book." So I said, "Great, I can do that." I sat down one day and tried to write the book, and I got no words at all. Tried this two or three times, and after about the third time, I said, "Well, how do I get the book out if I can't write?" And the answer came to me as clear as day. Paint the pictures, and the words will come.